Good afternoon. Spain has broken another record in the coronavirus vaccination campaign. Over last weekend, more than 553,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered. This is the second time since the jabs began on the 27th of December that the national health system has exceeded 500,000 injections over a weekend. The Ministry of Health, which has already delivered almost 12 million doses of vaccines to the regions, reported that there are already 3 million people, 6.6% of the population, who have received both doses of either the Pfizer, Moderna or AstraZeneca vaccines. To date, 16.2% of the population have already received at least the first jab. Meanwhile, Spain and Real Madrid captain Sergio Ramos faced a new setback in a season littered with injury problems when his club said this morning he had tested positive for COVID-19. Ramos has been nursing a calf injury since April the 1st, which led him to miss his side's 3-1 win over Liverpool in their Champions League quarter-final first leg and Saturday's 2-1 victory over rivals Barcelona in La Liga. The central defender, who underwent knee surgery in February, has already been ruled out of the second away leg to Liverpool tomorrow and is not expected to play again until the end of the month. Authorities are enforcing their tough stance on the cryptocurrency industry, and the national tax agency, the Hacienda, has issued 14,800 warning letters to Spaniards for allegedly having failed to declare crypto holdings. The tax agency was clear on making cryptocurrencies taxable. Fines could be over 5,000 euros if a crypto holder fails to declare mandatory tax filings, it said. But the number of letters sent this time by the Hacienda is far lower than the batch sent in 2020. Last year, it targeted some 66,000 crypto holders. Police and prosecutors are investigating an animal testing lab after undercover footage showed staff there mistreating animals. "We are dismayed to see the images," so the head of the government's Directorate General for Animal Protection, Sergio Garcia Torres, said yesterday. "It is a blatant case of animal abuse," he said. Footage published last week by Cruelty Free International appears to show animals at the Vivotechnica animal testing facility being cruelly treated. The group said the footage was taken by a whistleblower who worked at the facility, which is on the outskirts of Madrid, between 2018 and 2020. The company's phone number was no longer working yesterday, and its website was down for maintenance. And another mysterious monolith has appeared north of Tarragona. The metallic monolith was discovered in Aquamurcia on Saturday and is the second one to appear in Catalonia. It was only last month that monoliths mysteriously started to appear in the Utah desert and around the world. The new Catalonian monolith is said to be around 3 meters tall and even has Egyptian hieroglyphics engraved on it. The town's mayor said, "We will see if we can keep it here, but we don't know how long it will last." But he also speculated that the monolith's arrival could be a publicity stunt by a local company. However, the monolith that appeared at the end of last month on a beach in Girona has disappeared from the guarded Estanis Park, which houses a permanent display of sculptures. According to a municipal spokesman, when that facility reopened this morning at 8 a.m, it had been verified that the metallic structure, of about 3 meters high, was no longer in its place. Workers covered the hole where the monolith was to avoid accidents, and all the surveillance cameras are being analysed to see if they can help clarify the circumstances of the case. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.